Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Wind advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Whiskey, Delta Whiskey.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KUC8YVF Mobile.
Good afternoon there, Ron. KUC8YVF Mobile, WADW.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dave. How was your day today?
Hey, it was not bad. We went golf and got 9 holes in this morning, so that was nice. wasn't bad taking off, and it looked a couple times like it was going to rain, but we worked out okay. But other than that, not a whole lot more I've been working on. I got my logs sent in and stuff, and just stuff like that today.
All right. Yeah, I didn't get a whole lot done over the weekend. Saturday, did stuff around the house. Got a few things to do there. And then Sunday, Easter at my daughter's house. There was 8 of us over there, so had a good time. Had just some friends over, family, and a couple of friends over and that. So that was good. So not a productive weekend. Didn't get a lot done. Got some 3D printing done, sis, some odds and ends. And that's about it.
Yeah, I made dinner. I had we had prime rib. I had bought a rib roast, and I think at Christmas time the Meyers had them on sale. We had one. I think at we have a Christmas or Thanksgiving. Anyway, I had one in the freezer, so I got it out. 5-pound rib roast, so I did that yesterday. So we had prime rib. Guess we'll be eating that for a couple days. That's on the menu for tonight, I know that, but we were doing that. And, yeah, the Michigan Keystone Party bands were, man, they were bad, but I'll tell you, I looked at some of the results, and there's one station in there, I don't know where he got so many contacts. He had almost 800 contacts, and I don't know where the heck he got them, because I didn't see that many. KCAYVF, WADW.
Well, I know Saturday, at least Saturday morning, I had to take a load over to the Mid-Michigan waste recycling things. I took 7 old computers over and 3 monitors and an old oscilloscope that never did work. One of my guys got it for me a date and picked it up. It was a 3D boat anchor thing, and it was a boat anchor. It's been sitting in my basement for about 10 years. My wife says, well, what about that thing? I said, oh, yeah, that can go. That's been just clogging up, taking up floor space in my shop for 10 years. And then I only worked 20 contacts, like you said there. I called CQ for about a half hour and didn't get anybody. And so I just went around and plucked through the stations and picked 20 off. I had mostly on 40 meters. I later got a couple on 80 meters. I know Mike Jury, KD8AUZ, was on pretty much all day. I worked him right at the beginning, and he was on 40 meters pretty much all day, and so don't know how many contacts he's got, see how, what he did there, I have to look him up, but yeah, I'll send in my whole 20 contacts, and see what I get there. No big deal. I was hoping for more, but like you said, the band conditions were not good. There's a lot of stations I could barely hear that weren't really that far away, but that's what happens Sundays. A lot of Sundays just on 80 meters doing the state net, ARPSC net. Boy, I end up always on the UHF-DHF links because I can't hear anybody on HF. Boy, it's been bad kind of lately.
Yeah, I think Mike Jury did pretty good. I think he had like 36,000 points. I worked him a couple times. I see that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association right now is as far as with in-state and out-of-state as far as club stations. We're in eighth or ninth place. So. Not too awful bad. We've got 49, almost 50,000 points. So, but a couple of them, Blossom Lamb Amateur Radio Association. I think that they're. I'm not sure where they are. They may be. I'm trying to think. There's a couple calls. There's only 3 calls that's submitted, and They've got 279,000 points, so that's a lot. One of the Minnesota ones had quite a few, too. They had 128,000, so... But we're not too awful bad, considering I end up with 120 contacts. I have about 10 o'clock. I was working 80 meters and 40 meters, and I was just working the same people over and over. I sent a call to CQ for a while, and I had people come back at me, new ones, but they were few and far between, so I cut it off at 10 o'clock. I had 120 contacts, which was I thought was pretty decent. And actually, I'm not sure what ERL, he was on there. I'm not sure what power class he was working, if he was doing high or low. But right now, for low powers, for say, in a county, I'm not looking too awful bad because Mike Jury were on high. So we'll see how that goes.
All right, yeah, I was going to say he was booming, that's for sure. So, yeah, I didn't know. Again, in Saginaw, he could have been running 100 watts just close enough that hits me. But, yeah, I did not hear ERL. Of course, if he was on CW, I wouldn't have heard him at all, obviously. But at least on voice, I stayed on 40 pretty much. And I would work for, I'd spin through the band and get as many as I could. And then I'd leave for a half hour, and I'd go do something, and I'd come back and spin through 40 meters again. There'd be a few different people on that I hadn't got, so I would try and get those, and then that's what I did kind of most of the day, off and on to do that. Of course, there were still honeydew projects I had to do, so I don't get to sit there for, 12 hours, and I'm not about to either, so I don't have that dedication. But, yeah, every time I'd take a break in between there after I worked, everybody I could, I'd take a break, come back, and find a few more. And that's what it was, is it got after 6 o'clock, I went back down and got probably about 5 or 6 more contacts of it, so, because there was a whole different group on then.
Yeah, the bands just weren't very real good, and that's the way that I did, too. I sit here, and I was jumping between bands and between modes, so I do some CW, and I'd work them out, and I'd jump on the phone, I'd work them back and forth. And I think I worked Dave, both ERL, I think he worked him on both on CW and phone, so he was on there on both of them, I know that. I know I worked on phone, I think, I'm not sure what band, had to be 40 meters, because actually, there was nothing on 10, there was nothing on 15. I think I heard one or two on 20, but it was basically dead. Basically, it was the 40-meter contest until later in the evening when it went to 80. So a lot of Ontario QSO party. I almost worked some of that yesterday, and I come down here, and I had some other things to do, so I didn't do that. Get your log in there. I know that MMH, I think he had 25 contacts. So that's most that he's ever done on that. I think that's the first time he's ever worked at Michigan QSO party. So he did 25, and it sounds like he was doing pretty well. I got noise someplace. I'm going to take... I looked at my antenna yesterday, and I've got RG8U coming from my dipole down. And it comes down about halfway down the down off my porch, and then it switches over to another piece of RG8, and into a filter, and then another piece of coax. So I am going to take and swap out some coax, see if that helps me out with any at all. The antenna last time I checked was okay, but that's been a year or two, so may have to just take it down and look at it, put it back up. That's no big deal, but we'll see how that goes. PCAYVF, WADW.
PCVA. Good afternoon, Rick. Why don't you go ahead there, and then I'll answer Dave's questions here, at least on that. So, Rick, go ahead.
Well, today would be a good day for Katie antenna, that's for sure. The wind's probably going to wreak havoc with a lot of antennas today. But yeah, it probably should be a routine to go through and put the antenna on the analyzer and check them out. I don't do that as often as I should. So that's one of the things I need to do. And with that, we'll turn over to KCYV at KCVOA.
All right. Yeah, that's I did mine on in the fall there, but it, like I said, the same antenna and coax has been up 20 plus years. So, it, I mean, it's still showing good as far as the on the analyzer. So, don't change what's not working. I mean, if it's working okay or seems to be, but yeah, I didn't hear Mike at all either. So that's good for him. Like I said, I could have worked some more. I just didn't put that much time into it. I really wanted to, and when I came down and called CQ, I got really, like I said, I got nobody for quite a while, and that's what I was doing. I tried 10, there was nobody there. I tried 15, nobody there. There was a couple on 20 meters that I tried and couldn't get them. Either that, I could barely hear them, so I couldn't get their call. There was a couple of people I got most but the last letter of their call, and I sat there and listened and listened and listened with headphones and everything else, couldn't get them. So, and like I said, I ended up pretty much all my contacts on 40, but two on 80 later on in the, at night. But it is what it is. I'd at least get on. I'll send in the log when I get down there tonight for the net. Before that, I'll go down a half hour earlier and get my log sent in for it. So, get that done. Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, okay, real good, Ron. Yeah, Mike Jury had 38,000, let me look, 38,549 points, which is good. That's really good. That's doing pretty good. I ended up with 12,660 points. I had 60 multipliers, which is that's from real good. I worked some counties that I have not worked in a long, long time. Some up in the UP and I just some unusual ones I normally don't work. But and then I started some of the states. But yeah, normally early in the contest on 40 and 20. And this is under normal conditions. You pick up quite a few multipliers because you pick up some West Coast and some of the southern states and that, but I didn't do it at all this time. I think the farthest west that I got was Minnesota. And I did work in Florida. There was a guy that called last night, and I had a Florida come back on CW, but and then some up into the New Hampshire and Pennsylvania, New York area, so it did that. But it was the bad conditions is just were real bad. And like I say, I got a lot of noise. What I'd like to do is haul the battery down here and put the radio on the battery and just shut the power off on the house altogether and see if my noise level goes up or down. It seems that I listened to all three radios I have, and it seemed like the Kenwood, the 2000 was quieter than what the ICOM and the Elecraft was. So it might be something there. I'm not sure, but we'll check that out some of the days. Maybe I'll start yelling, "Hey, I don't have any power." So I'll just tell you, yeah, well, I think there's a big outage. KCAVBOAWADW.
That might buy you 2 minutes. Catch on to that pretty quick. Yeah, did you have a chance to get up to Harrisville, Dave? That's one of the questions I got. And the other thing is, I mentioned to Ron that PiStar, I don't know if you have PiStar or not, but PiStar has an update, and I hadn't updated mine in quite some time, so I did that the other day, and glad to get it back up and running again, and so forth, and kind of pay a little more attention to that. And with that, we'll head over to KCVUA.
Yeah, Dave, I've got quite a bit of noise at my station, too, and that would be it. Like I said, you put it on battery, and if all the noise goes away, then you start, shut everything off and turn one circuit on at a time and see if it's coming within the house or whatever. And another guy, like you said, to do that. And another thing, like you said, is, with your coax, just take the coax off, see where your noise level is at. and then just put the center pin in, not the outer part, but put the center pin in, see what your noise, and then just put the ground on, see where your noise, if it's coming through the coax, coming through the electrical, or coming through the shield. So, I probably should do that. And for my PiStar, I did the update through the software, but it wouldn't go. It says that I don't have enough memory, so I'm going to have to, I started to research a little bit what I need to do. I'm going to have to change memory cards. If it's not enough on it, I'm going to have to put a bigger card in. So I went online. I got mine came from Zoom Radio, so they have an old version of the OS itself for the boot. So I'm going to have to copy that over, and then it says you have to have a piece of software to put it on there. So I found that. So I got to figure that out. So I got to create a new boot. I did back it up already, so once I get that done, I'll have to back up my or run my configuration, put that back in, and then run the updater to see if it'll update. But yeah, it's been a while. It does work, but yeah, it's been a while since I updated. But I couldn't. Last time I did it a year ago, I just hit the update button and it went through and did its thing. But now I've ran it 3 or 4 times and it says I don't have enough memory. So I don't know what size card is. I think it's only like a 4-gig card, so I don't have anything really small. The smallest I have is a 32 gig, and I don't know if the PiStar Zero in that thing will, or the Raspberry Pi Zero in it will hold a 32 gig card or not. So, KCYVF over to Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. And as far as Harris, Illinois, I did not make it. We kept on watching the weather. I did not cancel out until Wednesday afternoon, but we were going to go to go up Thursday. I kept on looking, and Thursday was going to be cold, but it wasn't going to be bad. But then the prediction for Friday was warmer weather, but rain all day, and then Saturday was back to cold. So we decided to back off from that. I really wanted to get up there. I'm sort of wondering how the truck is going to do with the new truck is going to do with the trailer. I should work do good, but I guess the week from Thursday we'll find out, because the week from Thursday we're heading for Cadillac. I got reservations Thursday, Friday, instead of Saturday of that week up to Cadillac, so we'll be up there. And the funny thing with my antennas, I've got that vertical in the backyard. I can't even remember what it is. But that vertical, normally verticals are noisier than the dipoles, and that vertical is fairly quiet. Now, the coax has been on that probably 15 years, but when we did put the coax in and buried it out there, I actually put a garden hose in. So the coax is sitting on a garden hose rather than just normal. It's not direct barrier or anything. It's actually in a garden hose all the way across. So it's protected there. So I'm assuming that as far as when I put a meter on, everything looks okay. So I'm assuming that coax is pretty good. That's pretty quiet, but I'm getting noise on my dipole. And like I say, I may end up changing some of my coax on the dipole and see if all that works. Over to you there, Rick. KCAVOA-WADW.
Yeah, very good. Too bad you didn't make it up north. You probably could have toughed out that cooler day there and been fine. I watched the weather go across there and so forth, and where we have the trailer at up there, they got hit with some storms there, but I don't think it was too severe. We haven't heard nothing back, so we'll be going up there shortly too, first of May if we head up that way. So, yep, it's getting that time of year, and I'm trying to gather up pieces and stuff like that, because when I took the LP tanks off last time, the hoses were pretty crisp and starting to crack, so it's time to replace them. It's probably original hoses on there. KCVOA to KCYVF.
All right, Rick. Well, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I've been sitting in the driveway. Go and get dinner ready here. And like I said, I'll send my logs in tonight before the net tonight. So that's about it for me.
I got a busy week tomorrow. I got to stop on the way home from work tomorrow and give blood. I got the last appointment of the day, and then Wednesday is the Skywarn training out at Thomas Township, and Thursday is the Aries training. I'll be going over some information, at least from the Weather Service. I got to get the PowerPoint presentation downloaded, what they covered in the coordinators meeting. I'll go over some of that stuff, and then for the exercise on May 7th. So right now, I think I only got four people signed up, so I'm not going to be able to do much. I was hoping to get about eight people so I could run both hospitals, 911 and the trailer, but I'm going to get about two at 911 and two out at the airport, and that's going to be about it as of right now. So talk to you guys later on the net tonight, KC8YVF over to WADW, 73, guys.
Okay, real good there, 73 there, Ron. Yeah, I got a busy week this week also as golf. This is a big golf week. Golf today, nine holes. Our Wednesday group is going to start golfing on this Wednesday, so it's 18 on Wednesday, and then I'm 7 on the league on Thursday. So probably by Friday, I'll probably you'll find me laying around doing absolutely nothing, so because I'll be half dead. Anyway, I'll turn back to you there, Rick. KCAVOAWADW.
Yeah, you're going to probably find muscles you didn't know you had. You haven't used it in a while. That's how that generally works out. So, yes, it's, hopefully it's enjoyable, and that makes it all worthwhile. And so we'll talk to you later on tonight there, Dave. WADW, KCVOA, 73.
Wind advisory. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Wind advisory. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Pre-net. Do I have any check-ins for the pre-net? Call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8. The
here at Dos Lima, Rosie City. So, Driver Ron, unfortunately, I got to be in and out. 7-3, hope you had a good Easter. Back to that.
Okay, Rob, I got you as in and out. Any other pre-net check-ins?
Kilo Charlie 8. Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec, Dave in Bay City, KE8, BCQ. I will be in and out, no traffic on.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8PAZ, many, but no traffic.
All right, everyone, we'll get the net started in just about a minute here, and I'll run down through a half on the list when I get to that part, so stand by.
Wind advisory. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or information for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KC8SDL, in and out, KC8VOA, regular check-in, KE8PCQ, in and out, KD8MMH, N8EUI, and KD8PAZ. Those stations need not check in again. This time I would like to take check-ins that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now.
Net control, please check in Kilo, Quebec, for Oscar Uniform X-Ray. That's KQ4OUX. Name is Vince, Columbus, North Carolina, Polk County. I'll be in and out. Back to net control.
All right, I have you in and out on Echolink. Thank you very much for checking in tonight. Do I have any other mobile in and out or short time stations? All right, do I have any other Echolink stations? Any other Echolink stations for the net? Call now.
This is KD8ZXR West Tampa, Florida. No traffic.
Okay, I picked up Horace from Tampa. This time we'll go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, call net control now. Do I have any additional regular check-ins? Please call now.
November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, and Frank, there's no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Bob. Let me run down the list as I have them. I had KC8SDL in and out, KE8PCQ in and out, KQ4OUX on Echolink in and out, and then our other Echolink, KD8ZXR, KC8VOA of our regular check-ins, KD8MMH, NADUI, KD8PAZ and N8KPR. Do I have any additional check-ins or corrections for the net? Call now.
Well, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Dave W8DW. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week last week and a good Easter weekend. At least Sunday was nice. It had sunshine, fairly calm winds, at least during the day. They picked up later in the evening. And so it overall wasn't too bad of a weekend, I guess. So we're going to go to the top of the list. We're going to go down to Tampa, Florida, to Horse, KD8ZXR on Echolink, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening, Horse.
This is KD8ZXR, Horse, down in Tampa. At least for a few more days. Going to be starting heading north on Thursday and hopefully be home by up in Harrison probably Sunday or Monday. I hear the weather's starting to get nice up there and there's no more snow except for up in the UP. And I don't plan to go over there until July. Not much else going on here. Most of the northerners have already left. I'm one of the last ones to go up. Hopefully I'll make it up to the Cadillac swap meet there. But going to try to make it to Frankenmuth, but I'm not sure that's about an hour drive for me to get down there. Other than that, I don't have much of anything else going on. I don't think I'll be around for the second round, so 73 all. So KD8ZXR, back to net control.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Well, thanks, Horace, for checking in tonight. You have safe travels coming back up. Yeah, the weather is supposed to be toward the later part of the week back to normal for this time of the year. So they said we're pretty well out of the 20s and 30s for nighttime. We'll be a little higher then and days up into the 50s and 60s toward the end of the week, I guess, or on the weekend, supposed to be up near 70. So we are slowly climbing our way back up. The threat of snow and the frost has kind of went away at this point. So that's a good thing. We're tired with dealing with that. All right. KC8VOA and standby KD8MMH. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. And thank you for doing the net tonight. I'm going to throw out a couple poser questions. One is, have you heard of the M17 project? And secondly, what are you most looking forward to for this summertime? And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control, KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, two good questions, I guess. We're going to throw those out to Mike, who's next up on the list, KD8MMH, and then we'll do a break for more check-ins. Go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. As far as the poser question, M17 sounds familiar. I've heard of it, but I'm not exactly sure what it is. As far as what I'm most looking forward to this summer, probably just warm weather, camping, and probably trips to the UP, maybe doing some rock hunting out on the Lake Superior beaches, stuff like that. Other than that, that's about it for the poser questions. Participated in the Michigan CUSO party Saturday, amongst all the other things that was going on. Also did our Easter dinner and everything Saturday instead of Sunday, so it was kind of between doing the dinner and talking with everybody and socializing and also getting on the radio. I didn't spend that much time on the radio, but I think I ended up with maybe 27, 28 contacts, all on 40 meters. For a little bit of time I spent, I think I did okay for that. Other than that, I think that's about it. And I believe this Thursday is an Aries training, if I'm not mistaken. So with that, we'll turn it back to net control. KD8, and Wednesday evening, Skywarn also. So With that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us tonight. And you are correct. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, is our Saginaw in-person Skywarn training, be out at Thomas Township Fire Station number 1 out on Miller Road. You want to enter from the west side of the building is where the conference room. So there's a large parking lot there and doors on the west side, so just come in there. It's where we had it last year for the training. So if you didn't take training last year and you still want to be a Skywarn spotter for the Nets, then try and make it to this event. There are a couple more events in other counties. And they will do one online video conference version, plus there is the also online training as well. So they will have one video conference online, and the online training is always there. So hopefully you'll attend one of those. Thursday is the Aries training. I will send out an email tomorrow. I'm usually busy at work on Mondays and don't get time to get a lot done other than work. So I will get that email out. We will be covering the SET that's coming up on May 7th. This will basically be our only meeting. The rest of it will be corresponded through emails for those that have said that they would participate. Right now I only think I have 4 people, so my goal was to be able to staff the communications trailer out at the airport, 911, and Covenant Hospital, and possibly even put a person at St. Mary's, or the old St. Mary's, my Michigan Saginaw now. But it looks like that might not be the case. We might only have 2 people at the airport and 2 at 911, unless I can get more volunteers to help out at the moment. So, but those things are coming up as well. This is KC8YBF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on here with Tom in ADUI, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening, Tom.
Okay, good evening, Ron. This is ADUI. Good evening, everybody else. Everyone's doing well. Everybody had a great Easter. Let's see, I was quite busy this past weekend. I had two Easter meals, one on Saturday and one on Sunday, yesterday, and in between I was operating the Michigan Suso party, and so I was back and forth. I got about 32 contacts, 20 counties, got a couple of out of state, West Virginia, Illinois, and Indiana, who were participating, so I contacted them too, and it was pretty busy. I went to my granddaughter, her family's in Midland, and then my mom's, our family, my family, yesterday. So we had a good time, both meals, a lot of food, a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. So that's about it. As far as the 2 questions, let me break real quick. I believe the M17 project is kind of, it's a new digital voice mode for ham radio use, I think it is. And second question, the summer, yeah, I'm looking forward to just longer days, warmer days. And I bought a nice flagpole, 25-foot flagpole. And where I want to put it in the yard, I'm narrowing it down to a couple of different areas in the yard. I haven't decided yet, but I'm looking forward to getting it installed and getting a flag up, the United States flag up. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say. Until then, this is NAEUI.
All right, Tom, good on the CUSO party that you were able to get onto that and make some contacts. That's very good. For everybody that was on it, make sure you get your logs in. I sent my log in tonight. Didn't have that many contacts. All I had was 20 contacts. I only worked a little over an hour total time, I think, maybe an hour and a half was about it. So didn't spend a lot of time on it, but I got a few. It got a little better at that, but the bands were not cooperating really well. It was kind of tough to get some of them, and some people I could hear, but not well enough to be able to even make a contact. So
I would spend the dial through 40 meters, get some contacts, whatever I could get, and then I would go do something else for a half hour, an hour, come back, and then I'd find some new people that were on in the same band and try and get them, and that's the way the day went. I worked, like I said, just off and on for about an hour, hour and a half total. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, Minnie, standby in AKPR. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KCAYVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight again. Good to hear everyone. Haven't been doing too much working on a puzzle. I started that on Saturday. It took me 4 hours just to put the outside on there, and I've been working on it. It's a hummingbird, and the only black in it is its eyes. The rest is gray and white, so it's going to take me a while. It's 1,000 pieces, but as far as the poser questions, I don't know what he's talking about on the one part. And the second part, I'm looking forward to my granddaughter's wedding in August. This is KD8PAZ, that's KC8YVF.
Okay, Minnie, yeah, good luck on the puzzles again. I know you'll get it finished. You always do. And, yep, the warmer weather and the events that are coming up this year, those are always fun. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR and standby WADW. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. Everybody else on the net. As far as the one project there, I haven't a clue what that is, and looking forward to camping season. Always have enjoyed the family and friends. So that's always fun. Plus warmer weather and like Mike was saying, going up to the Lake Superior and looking for some rocks. That's one of my plans this summer too, go up there. And if I find any black sand, I'll take a couple buckets of that home too and do some panning. Find the black sand, you might find some gold. So other than that, the weekend was, this is what was supposed to happen. Thursday, the wife and I are supposed to leave for St. Louis, Missouri, and spend that Easter weekend with my daughter that lives there. And on Friday, we're supposed to go to a glass blowing demonstration and do something with blowing glass. And something that, you know, you could take home. Well, about an hour and a half after the net last week, I had took a trip to the emergency room because I was in severe pain in the stomach. And got admitted in the hospital about 2 a.m. From the emergency room, got admitted. And they did this and that, ultrasound, whatnot. And by 11 a.m., they were rolling me into the operating room and removing my gallbladder. It was in bad shape, he said. Doctor says, really bad shape. So they removed that, and I come home the next day around 1 p.m., and so I was in quite a bit of pain for several days, but today it's last couple of days just been kind of like if I turn the wrong way, it's kind of like uncomfortable, so that's great. And tomorrow I get the drain tube taken out, but yeah, it was not fun. I did not have a fun week. It was horrible, matter of fact. But I would have rather done what I was supposed to do. That would have been a lot more fun. But hey, I'm back to normal. And getting that taken out, when Lee explained things to me, it's been going on for quite a few years, and I kind of put two and two together. He goes, yeah, there was a lot of times I was getting sick and there was no reason for it, so that's probably what it was. But back in that control, it's NAKPR.
Well, sorry to hear about that, Bob. I'm glad everything is working out okay with you. But, yeah, some of those things you can't ignore. That was me. I haven't had an eye exam in 4 years. Just because of the cost of the glasses, I don't have insurance for them. So I try to go about every 3 years or so, but got behind a little more. Well, made it to the eye doctor a few weeks ago, and Now he said, okay, cover the left eye and read me the chart. And I said, what chart? I could see there was a white blob on the wall, but that was it. He said, you can't read anything? And I said, no. And he said, all right, cover the right eye and see what you see with your left. And I could read pretty much most of it. So after some more examination and that, find out I have a cataract in the eye. So I will end up with some surgery at some point. I did get new glasses. I've had to go back a couple of times now. I've got to put eye drops in it because the pressure in the eye is too high. And so they've been putting drops in nightly, and I got to go back in another couple of weeks here and be retested there. So, yeah, you can't ignore some of these things. I never even noticed. Most of the time I don't close one eye and look through the other one and notice that I wasn't seeing well through it. So, yeah, you got to check some of these things out as these little health things pop up. You can't ignore them like we used to, just little aches and pains now are bigger pains, I guess, now. So, all right, WADW, and then we'll be at the bottom of the list. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCAYVF, WADW. Not a whole lot other than we did work the Michigan CUSO party. Not very good conditions this year. It was quite bad. I noticed a lot of lower scores. Actually, last time I checked, the Saginaw Club was in ninth place in the state for the as far as club participation. So that was good. We'll see. That probably will change as things go on. I ended up myself with 120 contacts, which was quite low for me, and I hung it up about 10 o'clock at night. I was sitting there working, listening to most of the people that I already worked. I did work a couple by sitting and calling CQ, but sit there, call CQ for 15 minutes, and get one contact, and it was just too much, so we decided to hang it up. Like I said, we ended up with 120 contacts, ended up with 60 multipliers, so we ended up around 12,000 points, so that was okay. I guess we couldn't do too much better than that. Not as quite as good as last year. I think I had 36,000 last year. So anyway, that's all I got this time around. Well, Ron, we'll turn it back to KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, the bands did not seem to be real well as far as doing real well on Saturday there. They've been much better, that's for sure. Like I said, I could hear some contacts in the background. Just couldn't filter out enough noise to be able to hear them well enough to make a contact. They might have been able to hear me, but I just couldn't hear them get their call sign. So, yeah, that made it quite difficult. And like you, I tried all three radios, HF rigs, in the shack here, and my old Kenwood seemed to have less noise on it than the new Yaesu and ICOM. So whatever's up with that, it just seemed better. The other ones are probably more responsive and a little more lively than that old radio. It's I bought it back in probably almost 20 years ago. So, yeah, it's not as good, but sometimes it seems to do better on certain things. That's for sure, and that's what you're saying about your radio, too, your Kenwood, too. So anyhow, let me take a break here. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, I'll take a quick turn. Other, like I said, I did the contest on the afternoon off and on for a while. Saturday morning was the Mid-Michigan Waste Authority's drop-off for electronics and paints and stuff like that, so my wife had made an appointment. I managed to get 7 computers, 3 monitors, an old oscilloscope, and a bunch of old paint and batteries and things like that out of the house. Filled up the back of the van. I could fill 200 more back of the vans and not make a dent in my basement, unfortunately. So only thing that's going to help that is a big dumpster one day. But it's collecting things over 35 years. It's got to go someplace. So you either got to get a bigger house or a bigger dumpster to get rid of it. Sunday was at my daughter's house for Easter. We had eight of us over there. Again, always more food than we know what to do with. We had a 16-pound turkey. They had a ham that they had, all the fixings and things with it. So we brought some home. Everybody took some food home with them, and my daughter and son-in-law still got a bunch to eat. So that's the way it goes with some of these things. But we did have a good day, and the sun was nice. It was calm breezes and that. We had a good time outside. A little later in the day, the winds came up and the cold winds came in, so everybody retreated back inside then. But it was a nice day of that, and it was enjoyable to get out and do that. So, all right, we'll head up to the top for our 73 round, and let's see who I've got left here. Horst was in and out. We're back to get Rick, KC8VOA, and I think Mike checked out, but I'll check. Go right ahead, Rick.
Good evening again. The M17 project is another digital voice project. It's open source digital voice. We have a number of digital voice repeaters around here now as it is. You can experiment with that if you have a Droid Star on your cell phone. You can experiment with the M17. But we have around here, we do have D-Star. We have Yaesu System Fusion. We have DMR, and we have P25. So we have a number of digital modes on VHF that we can utilize. But the M17 project is a project that's been open source, trying to get the cost down as far as that goes. And a lot of them are using or modifying the MD380 radio that many of us have, the Titeira radio. So they have been modifying them and using them. So this is still all in the experimental stage, and that's what ham radio is about. It's about experimenting. As far as myself, for the summertime, I am looking forward to going camping, doing a little fishing, and so forth. So, and one of the things I'd like to be able to enjoy doing this year is be the fox hunt again. So I enjoy the fox hunt. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I've heard of the project, didn't know exactly what it was while we were talking here. I just looked it up here quick. So, again, something else interesting to do. There was some other digital mode I was reading about just recently, too, and you might have sent it to me. There was another digital mode that's out there that's just being developed and experimented with, too. So there are always those for digital voice and different modes and that are happening all the time. And for me, for summer, again, the warmer weather, so I can get the bikes out. I actually took the cover Saturday off the red motorcycle. It's started up, one push, it started right up for me. It's been on the tender for all winter, for almost 6 months here. Didn't get it out, but it did get started. It saw daylight. I got to get it cleaned up because even though it's covered, it's just covered with a light cover, it still gets dusty underneath. So hopefully to get that little camping, we didn't get out at all last year, so I told the wife we are going to get out at least once. Something to get out that might be, will probably be just local here at the moment, but at least to get out and enjoy the fresh air and do that as well. And I'm looking forward to, if it all works out, a motorcycle trip in August. End of August there, just before Labor Day weekend. I'm with a friend of mine that lives up in Essexville to meet a friend of mine down in by Peoria, Illinois, and my cousin that I haven't seen in 30-plus years that lives down in Arkansas, and take a trip down to Arkansas for a motorcycle event. So about 2,700 miles, a 10-day, we'd be gone for it. So if everything works out and stays healthy here on all of our ends, that's what I'm looking for at the end of the year. Probably my last big ride for a long, long time if I get any more, and just getting a little too old to handle that many hours at a time, to 10, 12 hours on the motorcycle at a given time. So it's getting hard enough to do that in the car, let alone on the bike. It's a lot more fatigue doing that, so... All right, next up on the list, Mike, KD8MMH, were you still there? And if not, we'll go on to Tom. Mike, go ahead if you're there. KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Yep, I'm still here. About the only other thing I forgot to mention, too, this upcoming weekend is the big Freeland Walleye Festival. Garage sales start, supposedly they start Friday through the weekend, but people will actually have them out earlier. I mean, there are people that will start probably Tuesday, Wednesday even with them. But I probably plan on going out to some of the garage sales here later this week and enjoying some of the festivities of the Freeland Walleye Festival. If you don't need to drive through Freeland, it might be wise to avoid it because there's going to be traffic jams and all kinds of headaches with traffic backups and everything else in Freeland this weekend. So just be forewarned on the traffic situation in Freeland coming up this weekend. Other than that, hope to see some of you out on Wednesday night for the Skywarn and then also Thursday night for the Aries training. With that, we will turn it back to Net Control. Say 7-3 to everyone. Good hearing everybody in there. Good hearing Horst in there from Echo Link also. So 7-3 everyone. Have a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net, Ron.
All right, Mike, yeah, for me, I will stay any other place but near Freeland. Not within 5 miles of that place for this weekend. I've been through there before, and if you remember, usually this weekend would be the MS walk up in Midland, and you had to go up that way somehow, so I would go up Mackinac and zigzag out Midland Road or someplace to get there and just stay away from Freeland in general. It is definitely not for the faint of heart when you're traveling through there, because people will just pull out in front of you because they see something on the other side of the road, and they'll just pull out in front of you and never look. So yeah, stay away from those. And like I said, we got those things coming up. Also, like I said, the exercise coming up in May 7th and then May 10th for the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. I only have 9 people right now, and the majority of them have signed up from Midland. So guys here in Saginaw, I need the help. If you haven't answered me back, I sent out an email last week. I sent out an email today. Check your emails, get your name in here, because I need help. I need about 20 people. I have 9 right now, so I'm lagging behind, so I'm going to keep sending out those emails at least once a week and calling people if I need to get help to support this. So make sure you give me a call, give me an email, give me a carrier pigeon, give me a wind link, whatever it is, just let me know. All right, next up on the list, NADUI Tom, standby Mini. Go right ahead again, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Not much else. I have to concur. The diesel party, bad conditions, 40 meters, had a lot to be desired. Like I said, I got 32 contacts, I got Marquette and Kent County, and I got Benzie up in Traverse City, and then I got Marion down in southwest Michigan. So I got all corners. I got Dickinson County up in the UP. So it was doing well. Like I said, the band conditions were not the best, but you make the best of it, you know. Anyways, this is all I'm going to say tonight. This is all I have to say. So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Say 73, and hope everybody has a good week, and get to see some of you at the area meeting this weekend, or this Thursday, I'm sorry. And hope everybody has a good weekend, and take care. This is NADUI. Good night.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us tonight. You have a good rest of the week. Next up on the list, Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Bob. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I had a good Easter dinner. I fixed myself a couple of pork chops and some baked potatoes and some breadsticks. So, all by myself. I said, that's okay. I enjoyed it anyway. And then, like I say, been working on this puzzle. So it'll take me a while, but like you say, I'll get her done eventually. It might take me 2-3 weeks, but I'll get her done. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yep. Good on that, and good on the on your dinner and that too. So, glad that you had a good time at least for Easter. All right. Next up on the list, we're going Frankenmuth to Bob. Stand by, Dave. BW. Good evening again, Bob.
Yeah, okay, Ron. It's something I never did go on a long motorcycle trip, although I think it belongs to everyone, so I mean 2.5 hour drive. But I don't actually have a road bike. Well, it's a road bike, but it's not a touring bike. It's a Springer, so yeah, it wouldn't be the most comfortable thing to be riding for a long period of time. Looks pretty good. It's not meant for touring. More of a, what they call it, bar bite. But, I'm getting at the age where I need to get rid of it. Just, safety type thing, you know. But I still like riding, I still like the bike, but I gotta use some common sense here. Other than that, Consumers Power or Energy was, had a tree trimming crew out here, and just beautiful. I had some beautiful arborvitaes out front. They, like, from one end of the yard to the other, you know, basically all you can see is my driveway. And they cut those things right in half. Like, oh, now they're only about maybe 12, 15 feet tall. They're closer to 30. And they're just beautiful. And they just whacked them in half because they were standing. They're tight fitting. They're called column arborvitaes. So they're not like the ones that just lay loose. They hold tight together, you know, and it's like a rocket ship, you know. But they've grown together, so it's a nice wall. That's, you know, beautiful during the winter. Keep the cold northeast wind out of here. But, they chopped them things right in half. It's like, oh my God. Plus they chopped down some big pine trees I had by the road for safety purposes, but they just mutilated downtown Frankenmuth. Yeah, it's horrible. Unfortunately, the power lines are on my side of the road, so I just hope they don't die. I hope they don't die. It'd be tens of thousands of dollars of damage. Well, with that said, I'm just going to try to get my health back here. I got a lot of yard work to do and whatnot. I got to change the belt on the mower deck. That went out on me before I got to do my last cutting last year, so things are a little out of array around here, but slowly but surely I'll be able to do stuff around here. Thanks for joining that, Ron. Everybody have a great week. 73's. Back to my control, NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, when those tree trimming crews come through, yeah, their main objective is to get everything away from the lines and not what the trees look like. They came through our subdivision last year, and I had them actually take down three trees because the neighbor's tree behind along the parkway, because we're on a cross street, they basically chopped them in half straight down the middle. So it's a half a tree. A lot of times you see them with a V in it where they cut out, you know, the V in the middle and the lines are in between the tree. Well, the way they ran, they basically cut it, started at the top, cuts right straight down. So half a tree is over the roadway and there's nothing on the other side. If it would have been the other way, a good wind would have probably knocked the trees over because they're so lopsided now. But we convinced them last year when they came by to take three of the trees down. We had a pine tree and two maple trees there. So those all came down because they would have been hacked to death and would have looked like my neighbors looked like crap. So, it looks better. I kind of like the trees for the shade in the summer, but again, I didn't like picking up the leaves. It took me weeks to pick up the leaves from those two big trees. And so we're better off in one way and not in another way, I guess. So we'll see how it works this year with no trees on the west side of the house. All right, next up on the list, WADW, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KCAYVF, WADW.
Yeah, I was able to check into the UPNet on Sunday. Then the one there's a guy that's the normal net control for the net has not been on since the ice storm, but found out on him. He they're still without power up there. He's actually east of northeast of Gaylord in the Pigeon River Forest is where he lives, and he's just on one generator, got one 110-volt cord into the house, so they got some power there. But other than that, no power, nothing yet. I know he's quite far off the road, so he's probably got problems between the road and him. But anyway, to keep on thinking of those people up there, they're still fighting it. Anyway, that's all I got. 73s. Everyone have a good one. Catch you down the log. KZYVF. WADW, thanks for doing it, Ron.
Yeah, Dave, I heard on the news tonight some areas still do not have power 3 weeks after the event, so there were just catastrophic damage by looking at the pictures and that. And at some point I'll get back up north, and I know I haven't been up there in a couple of years, but I try and get up through the tunnel of trees between Harbor Springs and Cross Village up there. And ride through that, and I guess that sustained quite a bit of damage. So I'm interested to see what that looks like now, if it's still going to be a tunnel or whether it's open road in some spots because of that. So, yep, a lot of trees down, a lot of power lines, a lot of damage. Will take years and years to recover what was lost up there, that's for sure. So some whole forests they were showing were looked like toothpicks sticking up. Tops of the trees were gone and all the branches, and you just had the trunk sticking up. So hopefully at some point maybe they can use some of those for pine trees or the pine trees or whatever for telephone poles, get some use out of them at least. It looks like it was a mess. So this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Do I have any other comments or rechecks for the net?
Cable Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Go right ahead, Rick.
I forgot to mention, for those of you that have PiStar, you may want to update your software there. They just did a recent update on it. So you're not going to see a lot of changes in it, but you want to get that done. KCVOA.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, I got to do that, but unfortunately it wasn't just a click of the button to update the software. As I was saying, talking to you and Dave earlier, it seems to be my memory card is out of memory or not enough to do the update. So I'm going to have to create a new SD card in order to boot it up. So I got to go back and research exactly how to do that. I haven't done that in years since I set it up. So I'm going to have to go back through it and figure out how to do it. I also have to look about how large a card that it will take. I think the smallest SD card I have is a 32 gig. I don't know if that's too big for the system. Small cards are getting much more difficult to find. Even 32 gig, I'm having a little trouble finding some of those. Not as many places cover them for some of my devices that won't take any more than that. So, all right. If there's no other comments or questions, we'll go ahead and close the net tonight. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, and have a good week. Hope to see you some on Wednesday or on Thursday night for the different meetings. KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.